From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You actually had a big treat this week, the night before Halloween, and it's a dinner. Who did you have dinner with?
I had dinner with Stephen King, who was in my hometown of Pleasantville, New York. And there was a special screening of Cujo, which is a famous novel. It was filmed in 1983. And I got to have dinner with him and Janet Maslin, who's the book critic for the New York Times, Benjamin Cheever, the author.
How exciting. I bet you talked about the World Puzzle Championship because you had just been there. And in fact, the clue that you gave everyone last week was one that you brought back. And it was a really good one. Would you repeat that challenge for us, please?
Yeah, it was something I heard from Michael Riemann of Austria at the World Puzzle Championship. And I said, a man has 11 brothers and sisters, 48 nieces and nephews, and 28 grandchildren. What is the man's name?
We got a lot of different answers for this one. I began with Abraham, but it doesn't work too well. tell us the answer and you know, tell us a little bit about the contest, too.
Well, we got a number of answers. Some people thought the answer was grandfather or grandpa. That's what you would call him. We got biblical and mythological answers like Abraham and Zeus. Some people thought it was just a joke where, you know, what is the man's name? So the man's name is what? But actually, it was a legitimate puzzle. The answer is February. That has 11 siblings. Those would be the other months of the year. 48 nieces and nephews are the other 48 weeks in the year, and the 28 grandchildren, of course, are the days in the month.
Wow, very clever. We received about 618 correct entries. Our randomly chosen winner is Pamela Newberry from Bel Air, Texas. Hi, Pamela.
Hi, Leanne.
Now, how long have you been playing the puzzle with us?
A long, long time. At least 10 years.
Really? And this
since
is
before either of us had email.
Really, before we got email. And so it's been a long time coming for you because, you know, last week we had someone who had just heard the puzzle for the very first time.
Well, I'm here now.
Yeah. Now, see, that's the randomness of choosing the correct winner. And you are a puzzle fan. I mean,
yes.
This on-air puzzle is not the only puzzle that you do.
No, I do the New York Times Sunday puzzle every week.
Uh-huh. Oh, bless your heart.
So since you have a fan in Pamela, I figure you can be either very clever or very easy or a combination of both with our on-air puzzle today.
I'll give you extra hints today, Pamela, if you need them. Hints you want.
Okay.
Pamela, you ready to play?
I guess so.
All right, so am I. Let's play, Will. What do you got for us?
Well, every answer today is a word starting with the letters Q, U, for which I'll give you an anagram. For example, if I said Q-U plus Tina, T-I-N-A, you would say quaint.
Mm-hmm.
First one is Q-U plus rave, R-A-V-E.
Hmm.
And it's a term used in music, and it means to
quaver?
Quaver, is it? Good. Number two is Q-U plus sar, S-A-A-R. A term in astronomy.
Quasar?
Quasar is it. Q-U plus Bible, B-I-B-L-E.
Quibble.
Mm. Quibble is it. Q-U plus Italy, I-T-A-L-Y.
Quality.
Ooh. Oh, that was fast. Q-U plus Gamier, G-A-M-I-E-R.
Hmm. Quagmire.
Quagmire, excellent. Q-U plus on-site. O-N-S-I-T-E.
Hmm.
This is something you ask.
Question,
is it? Very good. Q-U plus tonight, spelled the commercial way. T-O-N-I-T-E.
T-O-N-I-T-E.
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's a term from math, or arithmetic.
Quotient?
Quotient, mm-hmm. Excellent. Try this, Q-U plus skeptic, S-K-E-P-T-I-C.
Hmm.
And if you walk very fast, this would be your
quick step?
Quick step, is it?
Nice.
Good. And your last one, Q-U plus pre-adult, P- They're getting longer.
Yeah.
P-R-E-A-D-U-L-T.
Hmm.
And your hint is, this is, if you have a multiple birth, this might be.
Quadruplet?
Quadruplet is right.
Oh, Pamela, all of them. Will, what fun this was. What a great
Thanks
puzzle.
A
nice playing, Pamela.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to send you some gifts for being our patient puzzle player today, waiting for 10 years. You'll get that weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, and a bonus gift, the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles.
Oh.
Yeah, you love them so much. You're going to get volume 29. From St. Martin's Press. And Pamela, in Bel Air, what do you listen to? What's your public radio station?
We're members of KUHF, and we also support Minnesota Public Radio.
Minnesota is where you lived before you moved to
Actually, we live in Wisconsin, but we have kids that go to school there.
Oh, I see. So public radio follows you wherever you go.
You bet.
All right. Well, thanks for being a member. Pamela Newbery from Bel Air, Texas. What a pleasure playing with you. Thanks a lot. Have a nice day.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Will, she was great.
Yeah.
And good puzzles, too. Okay. So what does everyone work on this week?
Well, take the word vents, V-E-N-T-S. If you change the T to U, the next letter of the alphabet, you get Venus. Now, think of a well-known brand name whose second letter is T. Change the T to U, and you'll get an everyday, uncapitalized English word. What is it? The length of the answer isn't given. That's for you to determine. And I will say that this brand name is familiar to everyone. So again, a well-known brand name whose second letter is T. Change the T to a U, and you'll get an everyday, uncapitalized English word. What word is it?
Put your answer into an email. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us this week from New York. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.